Om Shanti. Good morning. So today we are going to revise Babdada's Avyakt Murli, dated 25th, 12th, 1982. So today's Murli is Babdada's meeting with Savitri Dadi, and just in short we will revise who was Savitri Dadi and where she belonged to. So Nagesh Bhai had collected some material from Madhuban Nivasis and he had given me a paper. So thank you so much, and I was asking whole week to everybody, but he typed and gave it to me, one whole page. So very important information. So Savitri Dadi and her yugal Dadaram Bhai, and they both stayed in Lucknow that time, and they used to stay in a very big house which was taken on rent, and they had a family life, and their children stayed in Hong Kong, and still now her family is in Hong Kong, and one of her son is in London, and he's giving good cooperation to the center. So Savitri Dadi got knowledge from Gulzar Dadi and Shantamani Dadi. They were her teachers, and then later on Dadaram Bhai got knowledge, and the entire family got knowledge. And during those days, Baba used to go to Mumbai, Lucknow, Kanpur, Delhi. And once it happened that Brahma Baba had to go to Lucknow. So Baba stayed in their house, Savitri Dadi's house, for 10 days. So you can imagine that how much Baba knows them, and they also know Baba. And it is such a big fortune that God's chariot was in their house for 10 days. So it's such a big fortune they had. And they were giving lot of cooperation to Yajna and brothers and sisters of Yajna. So after 1955, they regularly came to Madhuban. And once it happened that they stayed for a long time, and Dadaram Bhai was kept as in charge of the museum, and Savitri Dadi was given some seva in the yajna. And later on, when Dadaram Bhai left the body, according to Baba's direction, Dadi Savitri, she was sent to Hong Kong, and she stayed with her family there, and she did seva of Sindhi family. They were from Sindhi family. So they did seva of this Sindhis there in Hong Kong and Singapore, and she was doing incognito service to the yajna. And it is said that what service she did, the name happened for the entire family, and till today the entire family is getting blessings of the Brahmin family. And she had lot of love and care for yajna brothers and sisters, and she used to serve the yajna through money and whatever clothes, and whatever the yajna demanded she always used to bring. So she used to come every year during season and get lot of things for all the brothers and sisters. So once it happened that she did not come in the season, but 10 days before the season only, she and her entire family arrived in Madhuban, and they started requesting Didi that we want to meet Baba. So what happened during those days, that Gulzar Dadi used to go to Delhi. So later on there was a request put to the Gulzar Dadi ji that this family has arrived in Madhuban 10 days before the season, and they want to meet you, and they want to meet Baba. So then Gulzar Dadi, before the season only, before 10 days, she came to Madhuban, and this Murli happened in meditation hall, and it is in response to the request of Savitri Dadi and the entire family that this Murli took place on 25th, 12th, 1982. So just imagine how fortunate they were, and how much God is giving them back when they are asking for. So that time double foreigners were also there, and obviously Madhuban Nivasis were there. So this Murli happened in meditation hall on 25th, 12th, 1982. And they had lot of enthusiasm for seva also, and Savitri Dadi also. And because it was a new knowledge, and the foundation of our knowledge was purity, so they had to face lot of opposition during those days, even from the Sindhi families. So, but they still had the courage and they kept firm and they went ahead in seva and serving other souls. So still now it is said that when Hong Kong group, the Sindhi group families stand in front of Bab Dada in Diamond Hall, everybody is very happy to see them. So they love to see them till today because of her seva long back. And in two of the other Murlis, 14 January 1979 and 31st December 1997, Baba has mentioned about Savitri Dadi somewhere in these two Murlis. And there is also a reference that in Bhagyavadatta book, page number 162, her photograph is also given. So if anybody wants to see that. So this was the information regarding Savitri Dadi ji. So today's Murli title is Method, Law and Blessings, Vidhi, Vidhan and Vardhan. So Bab Dada is saying today Bab Dada has come to give the response of love of all the loving children, and love and remembrance of all children of the whole world reach Bab Dada in the subtle region in the form of sweet melodies. And Baba is saying that as children sing the songs of Baba, Bab Dada also sings the song of children. And Baba says, and as children say, no, they will never get such Bab Dada. So Baba also says, I will also never get such children in the entire cycle. Then Baba is talking about the combined form with the father. So Baba is asking, do you experience this stage or do you have to make effort for this? So that you will stay together, you will live together and you will return together. You made this promise, did you not? Baba is asking. And you are the souls who had the right to sustenance from the corporeal form. Think about your fortune very clearly and understand it. So Dadaram Bhai and Savitri Dadi's family were in front of Baba, and Baba is talking to them and making them realize that see how fortunate you are. And Baba says, you are only handful of multi-millions who come personally in front of the bestower of fortune. And to find Adi Pita is an elevated sign of fortune. And do you constantly experience this angelic form of flying stage? Baba is asking them. So here, just think of that scene where this family is sitting and how much is their fortune of meeting Baba. And here's about thing Baba mentioned about the combined form. So a few days back I had just seen a video. A video is there on YouTube, Raj Yoga combined form of meditation, where they have given a scientific video and they showed that a point of light is in the center of the brain. And imagine that you are in the center of the brain and few minutes, and then see Baba in Paramdham. Baba is sparkling, and later on they showed Baba and myself, soul and Baba, combined form, just one below each other, and that form of meditation, combined form. And then after few seconds, see in your forehead Baba and you in the combined form. So this is one meditation we can try. This was 5 to 7 minutes on YouTube. So very nice. And then Baba is saying, since it was Christmas that day, so Baba says, you invited Baba to come and celebrate the great day. And you are celebrating the greatest day and meeting the highest on high father. A great day means a day of festivity. You don't just celebrate today for one day, but you constantly celebrate. That is, you constantly stay in zeal and enthusiasm. Enter eternal father, eternal day, eternal celebration. Then since in Christmas there is exchange of gift, so Baba is talking about gift here. He says, what gift you will give to all the souls for this great day? So Baba never speaks about physical things, he speaks about subtle and abstract things. So here he is saying that whichever souls come in contact with you, give them the gift of lift of all God's spiritual love, powers, virtues in all your cooperation, so that they become such full souls that they don't experience anything to be lacking. So your turning point is how to give Baba God's love, virtues, power and cooperation. In one of the Sakar Murlis, Baba had spoken about Janak Bachchi. So Baba said that Janak child went number one in donating virtues and values to other people, other souls. So it is not that we do it by words, but we do it by our actions. Like if you see Dadi, if you just see all the Dadis, you just have to observe them and you will start imbibing those virtues from them. Last year, brothers who were sharing your Badi Dadiji's experience, that how Dadi used to go in everybody's room and see whether the bed sheets are proper or not. You know, the brothers, like one of Suraj Bhai's class, I had heard that we were very young Kumars who had come in Madhuban. So we used to get up and go. So Bab Dadi used to come and see and whether the bed sheets are kept properly or not. And then Dadi used to start folding them if they are not kept properly. So seeing Dadi, they learned. Means just see how egoless stage is there and how Dadi is teaching them, not by speaking but by doing. And I shared this experience before also. Dadi Janki, I had seen in cottage that how much economy is there. You know, when Dadi sits on one sofa, she wants only one light to be on, and she would tell others to switch off the other lights, and she will say switch off that light, switch off that light. So I was observing this, and in the later on in the day, I observed that people who are staying with her are also behaving in the same way. So they have like that other sister was also saying, just switch off that light, no, why we are wasting. So I saw that how they have imbibed that virtue by just looking at Dadi. And empowering other souls or lifting up them can also be done by, like, you know, one of the sisters was saying that when somebody is not well, what should I do? So I go to the room and I prepare good food for them and I take food for them. Because when patient is admitted in the hospital, they don't like to eat hospital food. So when I take food, I offer bhog to Baba and I take that food to them, they really enjoy. And see how this is one of the way of earning blessings. And this is like a virtue. No? She has this virtue of love, giving love to somebody, giving care to somebody. So this is also one of the ways. And like Jagdish Bhaiji, like whenever he used to go, he never had a private vehicle for himself, and whenever he had to go to Shantivan, he would always make others also sit in his car. It was he never had ego that I will go alone down, I am a VIP or I am a Maharati and I will go alone. But he made sure that the vehicle doesn't go empty down and Baba's petrol is not wasted. So see the virtue of economy. And still now other brothers and sisters follow that. Like some hospital brother and sisters have cars. Okay, they come here. They don't go alone. They will make others also sit in their car. So this is a small, small virtues how we have learned from our seniors. So this is the way. And Mama also. Mama was donating virtues in her every action, and donating power in her every action. So like that. But the challenge comes when we want to give, but the receiver is not ready to take. Challenge comes when we want to give. Challenge comes when somebody is insulting us, somebody is putting us down, somebody is opposing us, somebody is irritating us, and still we have to give. Because Baba says, no, whatever the other soul is doing, you have to be a great donor and you have to give. Just 1 week back, there was a patient, and patient's creatinine was high, so we said, you cannot do this test. He wanted to do a CT coronary angio, and for that creatinine has to be normal. But he insisted. We said no, but he insisted. He went to the senior brother of Yagya, took a signature and came. But we know that he will suffer, the patient will suffer. So we were very firm in that. We want to help him, but he was not ready to take the help. It was like that. So such why I'm giving this example is when such situations arise, we have to use some techniques and different tacks to handle such situations. So here still we can churn on these points. No, we admitted him, and then we brought his creatinine down, and then later on the patient was sent for further investigation. So So this is like Baba is saying, give them the gift of lift of all God's spiritual love, powers, virtues and all your cooperation. Then Baba is saying, you first of all have to accumulate everything within yourself, for only then you can give it to others. If we don't have it, we won't be able to give it. So Baba says, do you enjoy giving and taking or just taking? Why does the Father take from you? To transform it and give it back to you with a return of multi-million fold. Does the Father need it? Everything the Father has is for giving the children. This is why the Father is bestower, the lawmaker and the bestower of blessings. And Baba says, constantly remember these days of your fortune to make yourself constantly powerful. Like yesterday, that Sister Sita who was narrating her story. If you remember her facial expressions, when as if she had gone back 27 years back, and the fortune she has and her mother of meeting Bab Dada and the love they got from Baba. So she was living that moment. So here also, for us also, when we came in Gyan, or today also, we can think how fortunate we are that we have got God. So this whole family, Baba says, is a lucky family. Baba is referring to Savitri Dadi's family. And Baba says, because it was through the instrument seed of this family that the tree has grown and will continue to grow. In the corporeal form, the mother guru, the instrument is sitting here, Dadi Savitri. The mother became a guru and the father gave the gift of lift. What does this family now have to do? Follow the father. You don't have to renounce anything. Don't be afraid. Now this was a Laukik family which was sitting. So Baba says, you don't have to renounce anything. A few days back, Sushima remembers when that group was meeting. I spoke for 15-20 minutes to them. We had a Gyan chit chat with them. And then first question, I said, any questions? First question they would ask about the white clothes. Because people are afraid that once we come into Brahma Kumaris, we have to give up the color clothes and white. So there, how to explain them. So Baba is saying, you don't have to renounce anything. Don't be afraid, Baba is saying them. So Baba next says, double foreigner children have also come here. Even Bab Dada is now a foreigner. And Father Brahma too is now from a foreign land. It is good when someone from a foreign land meets others from the foreign land. Bab Dada is very pleased to see one speciality of all children. And that is too, he is specially pleased to see one speciality of the instrument children from abroad. And what is that? Baba says that they have a special desire and love of this double foreigner children to celebrate the meeting with Bab Dada. Specially, and this desire has reached Baba. So Baba says, Bab Dada feeds you with toli and sweet and makes you sweet. So you all have become sweet, have you not? Bab Dada is giving the return of love to all the children from everywhere and to all Madhuban residents. Then next, Baba is saying, when you find something difficult, bring into your awareness Baba's form of bestower of blessings. When you receive blessings from the bestower of blessings, anything difficult becomes easy and you experience the practical benefit of that. We were just thinking that day that Sakar Murli, every day we get 5 lines of blessings, you know, the explanation. But what we do, we go into the depth of that point, we churn on it, you know, and what is the knowledge point in that. But this is a blessing. That day is blessing for me. So take it as blessing that today Baba has blessed me with this. We forget that that this is a blessing. We would go in the depth of it, understand that point. But take it as blessing also and it would work wonders. Then Baba says, with the right method, you easily, remember 3 words, he says, method, law and blessings. With the right method, you easily become an embodiment of success. With the laws, you become a creator of the world. With blessings, you become an image that grants blessings. So with the right method, Baba says, Mabhidhi says Siddhi. So here like reading Murli, like now we have 56 methods of reading Murli. So when we read Murli in at least one or two of those methods, then things will go inside. Then remembering Baba. Baba says that these are the relationships you can have chat with me. So here we devised 108 relationships with Baba. So like that. Then methods, like different methods in Gyan, like when offering bhog to Baba, you know, that also has a method that the sister has to sit with the plate and everything is kept and it is covered, then song is played, then you remember Baba and you go to subtle world, and so it's method. So things are done. Like 7 days course also when we give. So 7 days course also starts with a chapter of soul, then three worlds, then God and so on. So everything has a method. Then next is laws. Like Murli class, we have to hear in Murli class. It is not that we stay at room and hear it on our tape. So Murli, then laws, like purity. Purity is the foundation of Brahmin life. So all those things, like a Brahma Kumari sister staying at center has to be in sari with the badge, and she has to be well dressed, like that. So these are some of the laws and we can't change them. So these are the three words will keep making you constantly powerful, Baba says. Then Babdada is meeting Dadiji and Didiji. Baba is here telling them that you are the lights of the world, but before that you are the lights of Father's eyes, and it is said that if there is no light, there is no world. So Noor-e Ratan. So here one drill point is, yesterday that brother was saying that Baba is standing in subtle world and we can go in our angelic form in front of Baba, Bab Dada, and we can take drishti from Baba and gradually see yourself in Baba's eyes, in this cornea, that we are in Baba. So our drill, something new in our yoga, this is what we can do. Then Baba is talking about Karanhar, Karavanhar and Karan Karavanhar. Then he says, it is the children's hand that I use and the father's work that is done. Only you children have received the golden chance to extend your hand of cooperation. And then Baba is saying that Baba plays a game of hide and seek. He would only play with these children, would he not? What happens in a game? So sometimes, other games like Baba plays with us? Like Baba plays holy with us. Then swinging, like we swing in love of Baba. Then sometimes he says that you all are jinn. You do up and down and remember Baba. So like that. Then Baba says, when will the gates of the sweet home open? Just as we have fixed the dates for the conference, for constructing the hall and constructing the hall, have you not also made a program for that, for the gates to open? And before opening the gates, will you prepare everything or will the father have to do even that? Is it all ready? Father Brahma is ever ready. He now needs companions who are ever ready, Baba says. Then next he is asking us, can you prepare the rosary of 8? Can it be created right now? He is asking. When the rosary of 8 has first been created, all others who will follow them will automatically become ready. So are the 8 ever ready, Baba is asking. And Baba says, make a list of the names and send it to Baba. So this is to Dadis. Everyone should verify that those ones who are ever ready. And here Baba has spoken very important point that see, they must be liked by the father, they must be liked by the Brahmin family and by the world for their service. So if these three things are there, then that soul qualifies for in the rosary of 8. Then Bab Dada is meeting Savitri Dadi. Here Baba is telling her that you consider your name to be ahead in the list of the serviceable souls. You became an instrument for the visible fruit of service. And you are quite ahead in the list of those who are serviceable. It is just that sometimes you forget it. So Baba is saying, accept it. What else do you need? Not everyone's service is the same. And there are variety of souls. And there is a variety of methods for service. Always consider yourself to be a jewel close to the Father. You went fast from the moment you took birth, did you not? There are some souls who do 7 days course and from the next day they would start teaching others. So like that. And here Baba is telling her that you went fast from the moment you were born. How many received the blessings of being close to the corporeal form? Just count them. How many had that blessing to meet Sakar Baba? Like we have that nun coming to our OPD, she comes now also, she's more than 90 year old and she says that she has met Mamma and she has played badminton with Mamma. So and she says Mamma was my friend, she is a nun here in one of the schools here. So just imagine, and when we go and tie Rakhi to these souls, how they feel fortunate to meet, to see Sakar Baba, to see Vishwakishor Bao and Badi Dadi Ji. And it's like, you know, that we, like he was telling Kamlesh Bhai that day, that we don't have to tell anything. They only tell us. And we really enjoy when we go to tie Rakhi, because we hear about our family from them. Because if we have not seen, they have seen. So here Baba is saying that how it is to have a fortune to meet the corporeal form. And it will be with great difficulty that you can find souls who have received these blessings. Therefore consider yourself to be close to the Father and continue to move forward. Just remain free from waste thoughts. That Father has promised that He will constantly continue to fulfill the responsibility of giving constant company. Now see this line. Leave even your thoughts to the Father. Whether service will increase or not, the Father knows. Now, how to leave our thoughts to the Father? We always, whenever we get a service, we always think that it is a burden on our shoulders and I am doing it. If I am not there, then things will not happen. We always have that. So, and if some program is there, Shivani Benji's class I was hearing, she was saying that when a program is there and the curtains are there and you are sitting behind the curtains, you are arranging, put this table, put the flower pot, put this, and then the curtain opens, we speak about soul being peace, we speak about stress-free life, we speak about tension-free, so that doesn't reach. So we keep all the responsibility to ourselves. We are not giving those thoughts to Baba that yes, now I have done my job, now Baba will take care. So I was just thinking how to do it, how to leave the thoughts to Baba. So it will come with practice. Again and again we have to give up this consciousness of I and mine, that it is my service or I am doing it. And for every small work we will have to do it in our daily routine. Then it will come with big situations. So, and we should have a surrender intellect for this, samarpan buddhi for that. And I think then something can be possible. Then Baba says, if it doesn't increase, the Father is responsible, not you. You are long lost and now found child. The Father searched for you with so much love. Baba selected you as a primary jewel for service from the whole world. So do not forget this. See, Baba is telling Savitri Dadi, he selected her from the whole world as the first jewel. So here, likewise, we should think as a personal point that how Baba has selected me. Go back to your childhood, go back where you stayed in a locality, small locality, and you are the only jewel who has been selected and chosen by God. And some people are coming from different religions, that in that religion you are the only soul who have been selected. Go back to your college where you studied, or in the school where you studied, you are the only person who has recognized God. So just imagine how big fortune we have. Then Baba Dada is meeting the family of Savitri Dadi, and Baba is again telling them the star of fortune is constantly sparking on your foreheads. Baba Dada constantly helps those souls who have courage. When you leave all the tasks to the Father, He knows His task. So Baba is telling them to remain trustee, being light, free of burden. When your heart is clean, your desires are fulfilled. And here he says, the fruit of 1,000 elevated thought is received from the Father in return for the child's one elevated thought. You receive 1,000-fold for just one. So Baba says, continue to give the treasures to others what you have got from Baba, and become great donors. Let no one comes to your treasure store empty-handed. No one should go empty-handed from us. We should give something or the other. Like that sister yesterday was saying, that she gives one chocolate and one blessing card. So 4 years back, she has given to me also chocolate and card. And she gave me extra card to give others. Rita Mata is also like that. Whenever she comes to OPD, she would give a blessing card. And last time she was giving us money also, eat chocolates. So it's like that. So nobody should go empty-handed from us. At the time of farewell, Baba Dada recorded a message for all the children. Just last paragraph. Children are seated on the heart throne of Baba, and Baba continues to hear the news of all children's zeal and enthusiasm for service, the growth of service, and how they have conquered Maya. and Baba is saying celebrate this day and love and remembrance of all children is reach Baba, and Baba is also giving them back. Then there are two questions. What is the way to book an air conditioned ticket? So Baba says to book an air conditioned ticket, constantly continue to observe all the conditions that Father has given you. If even one of the condition is not observed, you cannot receive an air conditioned ticket. Like suppose in Lockheed, if somebody has to make a Tatkal ticket and he says, I'll go later on after 1 or 2 hours, the ticket will go. So here also, if you don't, if you're not on time, if you don't fulfill any condition, it will go. And the next question is last, which one virtue makes you loved by everyone for the way you interact with people and the way you are doing everything for God? So the answer Baba is giving, the virtue of making everyone move forward ahead of you, the virtue of you first, pehle aap, makes you loved for the way you interact with people and for how you are doing everything for God. So here also, this is all the father's main virtue. The father says, children, you first. So follow the father in this virtue. So just to keep example of Brahma Baba, how he kept children ahead for everything. First you means one of the brother in night class was giving example that if you have one banana and you are very hungry and you have only one banana and you have a friend with you and he is also hungry. Now here to say first you, and there the test paper comes, you know. And this is what happened in beggary part, that if children felt hungry, Baba used to give his food also to them, you know. So like that, suppose if you are standing in a queue of ATM, ATM line, and somebody comes and says, please let me go first, no, I'm busy. So there to say yes, pehle you, first you. So there it is, like that. And you see Dadi Janki also on stage, when we see her, whenever she is given mic to say, she will call some senior sisters to sit and then she will give chance to them to speak and she will speak for 10 minutes and then it is over. So first you. So think of small things in our daily routine where we can start doing this, that first you. Giving opportunities to others, giving opportunities to speak in program, or otherwise I will only stand on the stage, I will only give the speeches, it should not be like that. So this is today's murli. Okay, Om Shanti.